Okay, so blue bandage dress, 20% off. Okay, 10 label stickers. Now, which one was the black boyfriend blazers? Oh God, this list is starting to blur. I really need another cup of coffee.
Hey, could you lend me that inventory list? I got the spring breeze floral cotton dress, but it's not on my list.
Yeah, sure.
Thanks. Ah, oh, there it is. 40% off, thanks.
You give me back the clipboard, and I scan down the endless lines of text with my pen. Oh, I'm really starting to regret agreeing to this. Working the graveyard shift is definitely not for me. Oh.
Okay, how are we doing in here?
All good. Just got the sweaters and shoes to do, and then we're done.
Good. And you? How are you finding your first night shift?
My lips quirk up, trying to give a grin that says I'm enthusiastic and ready to work no matter the time of day. But the enthusiasm is certainly lacking, and I know she can see it plain as day.
Don't worry, me too. I hate night shifts.
It's definitely new. I'm the new guy here, and being the new guy means doing all the jobs no one wants to do. Just think of the overtime pay. I can't exactly complain about double pay since my landlord put the rent up last month.
Okay, very good. Keep at it, guys. The sooner we get this done, the sooner we can all go home. If you need me, you know where I am.
I widen my eyes, trying to will myself more awake and try to focus on my list. Okay, Celia chunky knit sweater in olive green. 60% off. There we go. I cannot wait for sale week to come and go.
How are you holding up?
I mean, aside from how strange some of these clothing names are, yeah. Yeah, I only kind of want to...
You get used to it after a while. I hated the night shift too when I started. Now, I actually kind of like it.
I put the clipboard down on top of a box of hideous leopard print heels. Who would actually wear these? I do not know. You actually like working nights?
Yeah, it's quieter. There's no customers since the store's closed, and it's easier to concentrate.
Ah, you're a night owl, aren't you?
And I'm converting you. Beats being an insanely positive morning person who can only run off a green smoothie. Oh, please don't tell me you're one of those. I don't know if I could work with you.
Oh, no. No, I'm not that bad. The corners of my lips tug up a mischievous grin. I've only been working here a few weeks, but we hit it off right on my first shift. I was shadowing you, and we've stuck together ever since. You've shown me the ropes around here and kept me company whenever we have the same lunch break. Showing me the good spots to go to for the best sushi, that really went down well in my book. But there's something more. I don't know what it is exactly. It's flirty, yeah, but I don't know if you're just really friendly and like that with everyone. You're a pretty outgoing person, after all, and while my idea of a wild night is ordering a large pizza and gaming until midnight.
Hey, I got something for you.
You flash me a grin with that mischievous, knowing look. Oh, great. There's that look again. The look when you're up to no good. Like when you pranked the boss in the staff room with a cardboard cutout of her favourite book boyfriend from that fantasy series that she raves about. You've been friends for years, so you can get away with it. You come over with the sticker gun in hand and roll a newly made price sticker on my t-shirt. Limited edition, really?
Suits you. One of a kind.
Ah, oh, really?
Yeah. Might have to snatch you up all for myself.
I take the sticker gun from you and work the settings. Oh, yeah? Well, in that case... I attach a price sticker to your chest with a smug little grin. You tug down your Henley so you can read it.
Clearance. Last chance to buy. Very funny.
Yep. Oh, you're so unique. You'll just fly off the shelves.
Oh, and we both know that's not what that means.
You reach for the sticker gun, but I hold it back so you can't reach it. I arch my back a little further as you grab my shoulder, our bodies almost pressing up against each other. Say the magic word, supervisor.
Now, I outrank you, remember? Give me that.
You reach out and try to grab it back, but I step back, jumping over a rogue box and moving the machine from hand to hand.
Hey, give it here. Oh, you're so in for it when I get my hands on you.
Oh, yeah? Now, all you have to say is, come on, it begins with a P.
Mm-hmm.
You grab my shoulder and clamp your arm around my waist, pulling me closer to you so you can reach up easier and get it. I lean back but lose my footing and we stumble into a wall of boxes, with you pinned right against me.
Oh, got it.
A moment of silence passes between us and the air becomes thicker, charged, as I gaze into your eyes. You're so close. I take in the freckles on your cheeks, your angular cheekbones and your cologne. Oh, God. Oh, you smell good. Your eyes search mine, flickering down to my lips, and a surge of heat spikes inside me. Before I realize what's happening, my hands are on your neck, pulling you into me, and my hands gripping your shirt. Your kiss is softer than I thought it would be. I can tell you're holding back like you don't want to scare me off, and we part for just a moment. Just a moment, seeing that glazed, lustful look in your eyes, and I drop the sticker gun and wrap my arms around your neck, pulling you closer. We stumble over the boxes scattered around the storeroom until you push me up against a stack of large, heavy ones we haven't looked through yet. I'm pinned against the cardboard by your hips, melting into the feel of your lips, hungrily pressing against mine.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.